Section 9. God the Ultimate. The Supreme Being grows by putting together everything that is going on in the grand universe. He is putting together divinity and energy and personality activities. These activities are taking place in time and space. Now God the Ultimate is growing in a similar way, but he is growing on a higher level and he is reaching out to take in a wider range of universe activity. The Supreme is growing in time and space. The Ultimate is growing in transcended time and space. The Supreme is growing in the grand universe arena. This takes in Havona and the seven super universes. The Ultimate is growing in the whole master universe arena. This takes in the grand universe and the four outer space levels. The Ultimate is putting things together on his higher level and in his larger sphere, something like the Supreme is doing on a lower level and within a smaller sphere. When the Supreme completes his growth, it means that Deity has completed growth on the first level of creative self-realization. This is the finite time-space level. When the Ultimate completes his growth, it means that Deity has completed growth on the second level of creative self-realization. This is the absonite level of supertime and transcended space. The completed growth of the Ultimate also means something else. It means that a new trinity, an experiential trinity, has come into being on the absonite level. The Paradise Trinity is existential. This new trinity we refer to as the First Experiential Trinity. We will tell you more about this First Experiential Trinity in Section 12 of this simplification. At any rate, the completed growth of the Ultimate means that everything which could be expressed by experience on the absonite level has been expressed. It has been expressed as a new unified deity, as the Ultimate Deity. Paradise absonite realities have been expressed. They have been expressed on a certain value level. This value level can be described as follows. It is a level on which things and beings eventuate. It is a level on which time is transcended, and it is a level on which space is transcended. This development of the Ultimate has some meaning for all of us and for all of you. You have a chance to take part in this growth of the Ultimate. In taking part in this growth, you may grow up to absonite levels yourselves. You will be helped to do this by God the Sevenfold and also by the Supreme Being. In doing all of this, you will be given a chance to be of ultimate service in the universes and to achieve ultimate destiny for yourselves. God the Ultimate is a term which we use to mean personal deity working on levels of absonite divinity. This also means working in supertime or transcended time. This is something outside of time but not yet in eternity. This also means working in transcended space. This is something above space but still short of infinity. God the Supreme is a supreme evolution of deity. God the Supreme is a super-supreme eventuation of deity. When finite beings want to understand the Paradise Trinity as a unified deity, it is the Supreme that they will be able to understand. The Ultimate is the unification of the Paradise Trinity which can be understood by absonite beings. What is the Universal Father doing in all this business of the growth of God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute? Well, remember the three levels of finite, absonite, and absolute? The Father has set in motion this whole business of evolutionary deity. It is working on all three levels at the same time. It is putting together new experiencing personality and new earned power on each of these levels. It is bringing three new deities into existence. There are three past eternal deities, the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. In past eternity, they were alone on Paradise. In future eternity, they are going to be joined by three associate evolutionary deities. These three evolutionary deities are God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and possibly God the Absolute. God the Supreme and God the Ultimate are now evolving in the experiential universes. They are not existential. They have not existed from past eternity. They are future eternals. The Supreme is a future eternal working within the limitations of time and space. The ultimate is a future eternal, working within the limits of supertime and transcended space. When we think about the attributes and powers of these evolutionary deities, we do not think of them as infinite like the paradise deities. We think of these evolutionary deities as having supreme attributes and as having ultimate attributes. Possibly they have supreme ultimate attributes, the attributes of one multiplied by the attributes of the other. But both of them came into being a finite number of years ago. They have had historic universe origins. They will never have an end. They do have personality beginnings. They have been derived from eternal and infinite deity potentials. But neither supreme nor ultimate are eternal nor infinite in the full meaning of those words.